You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation, and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.
In 2019, the artist Maurizio Catalan duct-taped a banana to a wall. Now, imagine you're at Art Basel, Miami. You are shopping for a work of art, and you see a banana duct-taped to a wall. How much are you going to pay for that piece of art? I mean, it's one banana. How much could it possibly cost? $10?
I feel like who Art Ed?
We're trying to slice it.
Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Good. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, where we explore visual arts in an audio medium. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today we're discussing Comedian, the work of art by Maurizio Catalan. In 2019, Comedian was put on display at Art Basel, Miami, and it caused a stir, not just inside the art world, but it was grabbing headlines in all sorts of periodicals all around the globe. The reason is because Comedian was a piece consisting solely of a banana duct taped to a wall. Now, it's interesting, while the banana itself was purchased for about 30 cents at a local grocery store in Miami, the piece was sold to two people for $120,000. Now, the obvious question, what would the purchasers of that piece of art want to do with a banana duct taped to the wall that would obviously rot over time? They were not actually even buying the banana itself. What they paid over $100,000 for was the idea of duct taping a banana to a wall, and the right to duct tape a banana to a wall and have that certificate of authenticity that proves to everybody that they can duct tape a banana to a wall. Like a lot of Catalan's work, this is a conceptual piece. And what that means is the idea behind it is the most important part of the work of art. Some would say the idea itself is the art. Now, the idea behind this particular work of art is just to sort of call out the absurdity of the art world and the art market. The piece is titled Comedian because it is meant to be somewhat of a joke. And while you might say that, you know, Catalan has duped the collectors into buying something that is ultimately essentially worthless, a banana that is going to rot and be replaced, or the idea of duct taping a banana to a wall, the people who purchased it did so for a reason. Now, some people might say that this is really just an example of people with absurd amounts of money to blow, you know, paying for just the story in the press and the notoriety that comes with knowing that they got the work of art that was grabbing all the headlines for whatever reason. But much like Marcel Duchamp's Fountain piece, which was discussed earlier in this season, this is a work that calls into question, what are we valuing when we purchase art? The people who purchased one of the two editions that were sold for $120,000, Billy and Beatrice Cox, they stated that they were aware of sort of how absurd and essentially worthless the materials of the art were, but they saw the public debate, and they thought that the debate and the stir caused by the comedian piece made it an important work of art for that reason. Essentially, the fact that it sparked so much debate about what art is, what art could be, and what people are valuing in art, and whether it is worth the price that, people are paying, as we see records being set, tens of millions of dollars, even hundreds of millions of dollars, for pieces that are sold at auction. They felt like this piece became an important sort of historical marker because it focused people's attention in that way, in that moment. And so it is, you know, a significant work of art because it is a marker of the zeitgeist or the spirit of that time. Now, just in case the story of multiple people paying six figures for a duct tape banana weren't absurd enough, there's one more twist, as at Art Basel Miami, where that piece made its debut and gathered the crowds and sold for so much money, another artist, a performance artist named David DeTuna, decided to grab some headlines for himself by taking that comedian piece off the wall and eating it. DeTuna described this intervention as sort of a performance piece. He called it Hungry Artist. And true to the spirit of the comedian piece, Catalan had a good sense of humor about it. There were no charges pressed or anything like that. They simply bought another banana, duct taped it to the wall, and everybody went about their day because the art world is bananas.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted. If you found this tolerable, please like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week in the show notes on Twitter at WoodArtEd and the website WhoArtedPodcast.com. Podcast done.